Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Now, thank you so much for joining us. I was stunned by the statistic, because I don't know if I'm naive or I just haven't been paying attention. 55,000 Australians are going to suffer a heart attack every year.
Yes, it's a big number. For some reason, heart disease seems to slip under the radar a bit, partly because we've had such success in managing it. But the numbers left are still, as you say, huge. Not only 55,000 Australians, but more than 20,000 dying from heart disease. And the important thing, I think, for our listeners is that these deaths are largely preventable.
And that's kind of impressive to me because, you know, 20,000 people should not be dying from something that could be fixed just by changing your lifestyle.
That's right. If it was the road traffic toll or something else, there'd be absolute uproar.
Now, I've heard that basically just getting up and moving can actually make a genuine difference to heart health. Is that true?
Yeah, look, I think everyone knows the main things involved in lifestyle for health in general, but particularly to prevent heart attacks. That's healthy nutrition, physical activity, not smoking, having your risk factors measured. But physical activity is an area in which there's been quite a bit of new research suggesting that you don't have to become a marathon runner or an Olympic athlete to get the benefits. Just as you say, increasing your walking each day can have quite a good effect.
And at the moment, look, you know, so many Australians use one of those little Fitbit fitness trackers. They're actually doing a bit of a charity drive at the moment. It's called Fit for Good. I know from July 11 to July 25, they're challenging people to come up, and this is incredible, a 2 billion step goal. And if they do, they're going to make a donation to the Heart Foundation of Australia.
Yes, we do know that the mere act of measuring what you do each day is an incentive in itself for people. People will do more if they're using one of these devices, and there's lots of ways in which you can measure what you do. And this is a great initiative through Fitbit to help the Heart Foundation do its work and do further research on heart disease.
Yeah, well, fantastic stuff. If you've got a Fitbit, you can sign up for it quite easily. Look, how much does diet factor in? You mentioned it very briefly, and I've kind of been curious because in my sort of, you know, just colloquially, I think that what we've been told is healthy eating has changed a lot from when I was a kid.
Yes and no. When you were a kid, you were probably told to eat a variety of foods and to eat everything in moderation. I mean, what's happened recently is that we've stopped eating in moderation. We've overloaded on the refined sugars and high salt, high fat foods, and we're not getting the balance of cereals, vegetables, fruit, lean meat, low fat dairy foods, etc., which are just as important, you know, a very important part of a healthy diet.
Look, people tend to worry about their heart health when there's a family history of it, but should everyone be getting a bit of a checkup? And what sort of is the right age to start talking about heart health to a medical professional?
Well, I think there's it's never too young. Obviously, if kids are getting overweight, that's something that's going to track through life and cause them grief later later on in middle age. But there is a national standard for having a heart check. It's called the absolute risk check, and it's recommended that everyone over the age of 45 have this done, or, of course, where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people tend to get heart disease a little bit earlier in them, it's recommended that they should have it done over the age of 35.
And what's the test involve?
And that's simple stuff. You can't tell what your blood pressure is unless it's measured. You can't tell what your cholesterol and blood fats are unless they're measured. Diabetes risk can be looked for. So it's a very simple measure of your risk factors, which can be put together into a single number that gives you a risk of having heart disease in the next 5 years.
And from there, I assume that it's about making those lifestyle changes, assuming it's not a genetic condition.
Yes, make the lifestyle changes by all means. If they don't work, we've got some fantastic medical treatments too that will bring these things under control. But you can only do that if you know about it.
Fantastic.
So have the check.
Professor Jennings, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Yes, if you are interested in getting involved with that Fit for Good charity, if you've got a Fitbit account, you can just sign up. What is that? July 11 to July 25, collective 2 billion step count is the goal.